International intrigue sometimes comes with war and terror, but so does individual compassion. American Daryl Bodley lost his daughter in the terrorist attacks of September 11th. She was aboard United Airlines Flight 93, which crashed in Pennsylvania. Now, Mr. Bodley is using some of the money he received from the Victims' Compensation Fund to help civilians in Afghanistan who have suffered as a result of the war there. Reporter Reese Ehrlich spent a few days with Bodley during a recent trip to Afghanistan.
I'm Daryl Bodley. My daughter, Diora, was on Flight 93 when it crashed in Pennsylvania on September 11th.
Diora, a 20-year-old student, was returning to her university from visiting friends when hijackers crashed her plane. Daryl will be receiving a great deal of money from the special fund set up to compensate the families of 9/11 victims. He feels a moral obligation to help civilians who have been injured by U.S. military actions. Daryl first came to Afghanistan 2 years ago with Global Exchange, a nonprofit group that introduced some 9/11 family members to Afghan victims. Daryl had met an Afghan mother whose house was partially destroyed by U.S. bombs. He wants to see her again.
Well, if we find her, then I have some money that I'd like to give her to try and help her some more. You know, this is probably the most personal connection that I have with the kind of horror that I went through on September 11th, and so I want to do something about it, and if she needs my help in any way, then this is the least I can do.
Daryl's car pulls up in front of the woman's house, and he climbs out.
The mother, I think, is coming.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Gulmaka, and she is the mother of Sardar, and he was killed by rocket shell from the air. Craft.
From the U.S.?
Yes.
Maybe you remember me. I came 2 years ago. This is a picture of my daughter who was killed. In addition, it's a small thing, but it's because I want to help you, and I do it in my daughter's memory.
Daryl hands Gulmaka $200, the equivalent of about 6 months of her normal income.
She recognized you and she said, welcome. They wanted to rebuild this room, which was completely damaged, but they couldn't do that and just they are living in those rooms.
Gulmaka says the U.S. government never provided any compensation or even contacted her. Daryl heads for another part of Kabul to meet with an NGO representative seeking donations. In a small, mud-walled building, four women sit at hand-crank sewing machines making children's clothing. Raya Mohabbat, who heads the Humanitarian Services Organization for Women, introduces Daryl to one of the seamstresses.
She's a widow woman, and she has a lot of children, then she have to has some work to do for her family.
The woman with the red that's sitting there is 25, and she's a widow. And she has how many children?
Maybe three.
And how did her husband die?
Because of the war. I give them $400. They at first gave this material, then they buy three machines, get their money for their family from this work.
Daryl learns that women, despite the overthrow of the Taliban regime, still have few options for employment in today's Afghanistan. These women must get men to sell their clothing in the bazaar because male vendors won't allow women to do so. Daryl wants specifically to help women empower themselves, but it's not so easy. Daryl decides that this project is going in the right direction, and he hands them some cash. He believes strongly that his donations can help alleviate some of the poverty and discrimination that give rise to conflict in the first place.
I will try to foster more person-to-person contacts. I will try to foster an awareness in the United States of the utter and complete devastation and the low economic levels that exist in Afghanistan. People in the United States are not given the opportunity to see or feel these things. What I'm also interested in is trying to do something with NGOs and with other organizations to deal with the front end of the war cycle. In other words, to prevent the war and the violence in the first place.
For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich.